Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast. For our April 2012 show, we were out and about doing some amateur radio transmissions from Harwich in Essex, aboard the LV-18 light vessel. We caught up with Tony O'Neill, who looks after this marvellous vessel, and had a chat about the LV-18. We only had time to use a short extract in our April show, so here's our full interview with Tony.
Frequency Cast. Now loading. Focus.
First, we asked Tony to tell us something about the LV-18's history.
Yeah, sure. Well, the LV-18 was, in fact, the last ever Trinity House manned light vessel, and she was decommissioned in 94. What they were doing with the other light vessels was basically bringing them in, gutting them, and putting solar panels all over them. In fact, over on our port side, there's two light vessels out in the harbour there, and the Trinity House vessel majestically gliding by, the Alert look, and they're both covered in solar panels. The whole thing operation is now automatic and all done by telemetry from Harwich here. And one by one, they decommissioned them, took the men off, and this was the last one. So she was built in 58, so she's 54 years old now, and she's doing all right. She's one of the new ones, one of the last four to be built.
Well, she's a lovely lady, I have to say, and she's got some radio heritage associated with her as well.
As you know, Pete, the light vessels are inextricably linked with the history of broadcasting, because Marconi's first gig was with Trinity House for wireless telegraphy sets over 100 years ago now, I suppose. And ever since then, they've not only shone lights at sea and blown foghorns, but they've been communications devices and most useful to it at protecting the mariner. So, yeah, we've got this set up here on the Hapenny Pier, or near the Hapenny Pier in Harwich. And over the last 13 years now, we've done all sorts of radio broadcasts. We've done RSLs, Radio Caroline have been here for a month. We've done various ones, Harwich Community Radio trial broadcast, which was good fun. And more recently, we've had Pirate BBC Essex here doing three separate broadcasts in 2004, 2007 and 2009, and been very popular. Every time they do it, it becomes more popular, and we've had thousands of people come to Harwich to meet Johnny Walker and the rest of them. Johnny's the patron of the charity that owned the LV-18, the Farris Trust.
Excellent. Now, if I understand it as well, the LV-18 was a film star.
Well, very nearly.
We were on the DVD extras, at least.
Yeah, if you look in the editor's cuts, you blink, you might miss it. But in fact, yeah, we were towed down to Portland in 2008 for the film The Boat That Rocked, the Richard Curtis movie. And we were down there 5 weeks and we had great fun down there. And we were filmed for about 5 days while we were down there. And unfortunately, that's most of the bits that we were filmed in. They cut it out because I think he filmed over 5 hours in the end. But yeah, if you look in the editor's cuts, you can see a nice fight sequence on board the LV-18, which was named Radio Sunshine, the home of happy hits.
That's right, and it was painted with some yellow sort of sun logos to make it look like a 60s pirate vessel.
Yeah, and a great Sunshine logo on the side, and Radio Sunshine, huge 8-foot letters, and it was done with scenic paint while we were down there. And when we brought her back, we towed her back, I thought I'll leave it like that, but it soon started flaking off, so we repainted it and left it for a couple of years. It was good for publicity. But alas, that had to go because we are now a very serious Trinity House ex-light vessel now, so we can't be indulging in piracy, can we?
But I'm sure she looked lovely in her makeup, even though it didn't make it to the final cut of the film. And if people want to come along and see the LV-18, it's open to the public?
Yeah, it certainly is. We're open 7 days a week from Easter. At the moment, if the sun shines, we open, and it's certainly shining today. We've been open most days for the last month, and we're getting a steady footfall of people in. You know, it's been really good. So, yeah, £2 admission for adults and £1 for peanuts. If you bring a peanut with you, that's all you'll have to pay for the peanut.
Excellent. And, of course, we're not far away from another building that you look after.
Well, yes, amongst my souvenirs. You see, the thing is, if you collect things, right, make sure they're small, like thimbles. I started collecting wireless and television sets when I was very tiny. I'm sure there's a lot of people who'd be listening to this collect various things and probably old wireless sets. But when you get several hundred, you suddenly realise you've outgrown where you are. And eventually I had to get a lighthouse to put them all in. So the High Lighthouse at Harwich is now Wireless and Television Museum. And then, of course, I started collecting lighthouses, and the rest is history, really. Here we are.
So there you go. If you're running out of storage space, it's mandatory to buy a lighthouse. Okay, I'll remember that. Thank you very much. Right, getting a bit chilly, so perhaps we shall pop into... Now, I've heard this called the bridge today. That's wrong, isn't it?
We can call it the bridge, but in fact, it's known as the steering shelter because light vessels had no wheel as such because they had no propulsion. So there was a kind of steerage arrangement in the early days of light vessels, the chain arrangement with a rudder, only for when they're under tow. So it's known as the steering shelter, but yeah, we call it the bridge.
Thanks very much to Tony O'Neill for making us feel so welcome aboard the LV18. For more information on the vessel and for some of our photos, please go to frequencycast.co.uk/LV18.html. We hope you found that interesting. If you're new to Frequency Cast, we'd love you to take a listen to what's covered in our TV and tech podcast. Here's a quick summary of what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Now, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast, or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.